Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSept927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie Backpack Beats and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or WAV form to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. Yurt.
It's Chrissy. AKA Los. Los Lauren. Yeah.
718.
718.
Yeah.
718.
Yeah.
It's Chrissy. Yo, hey, yo, yes, yo. Back by popular demand, it's your man's here, your boy's back. I've been here, I'm frontin', I never left. I pay a courtesy of myself, alrighty. Far as the flow, I am God Almighty. Disappeared, nah, just faded out slightly. Now I return like Batman, a rap band, full throttle. Showtime, no Apollo. Plum card check, but I never won the lotto. Beat me, sorta like a genie in a bottle. You wish, food for thought, pick your favorite dish. Real hip hop on the beat. That's this, so yo, we back like the opposite of front. Still no need the front, cause we back. Yes, with new tracks, yes, with new tracks. Homie, this is the re-up. First ship is free, now I raise the fee up. For that dough, I can't put my feet up. Haters still plotting, I can't put the heat up. Like a stove that don't work, get a lunch break's over, homie. So it's back to work, yeah.
I'ma hit you back quick if you hit it right. Got plenty hearts in my hand, but no love yet. So follow suit, follow the leader. Let's take a shot, followed by a cold leader. That cola, Rube White, come over. Yeah. We can sit on my sofa, maybe have some cobra. I'm in coffee with mocha. Cut all them niggas like hacksaw. Only way I trip is when we in Nassau. We can make the best motion picture. And win an Oscar De La Hoya. Beat it like you De La Hoya. I'ma be a little freaky hoya.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. It's your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour, of course. Brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe and Pat. What you just heard, my man Los Lauren 718 with Galeto featuring Camilla Hale. So, holla at my boy. Speaking of holla at my boys, I'm gonna start off. Maybe it's a little too late now. I guess every first Friday for the next couple of months, Bandcamp is not taking any fees when you purchase music from their website. So I said that to say, hit the Bandcamp. Any artists, you know, they got a Bandcamp page, you want to hit them up, buy their merch, you know what I'm saying, buy their, some people selling their whole discography online, and they're gonna get everything straight up as opposed to a percentage, which is important, which is very important. So y'all make sure to do that. To be frank, hey, I too have I got a Bandcamp, EnigmaSelp9.bandcamp.com. Yo, go check. I got two EPs on there. Granted, I dropped them some years ago. Matter of fact, I think Tales of a College Grad Nothing is coming on 5 years. Damn. But don't mean you can't enjoy them. So if you're interested, man, get at your boy and check them out. Yeah, man, download them. I think I got it set up where ain't no price. So name your price and get my whole discography. Any little bit of help, you know what I'm saying? Cash App your boy. Straight up, any little bit helps. Ain't no front. Where we at? So, this is almost every week. Y'all, unfortunately, life happens. You feel me? Life happens. So, we had a passing in hip-hop yet again. Rappers, Steezo, you know what I'm saying? He came up as a dancer for EPMD. The legendary EPMD, then he broke out of his own, you know what I'm saying, dropped a couple of minor hits, if you will, and, you know, he dropped some albums after that, but he just had a couple of hits that he had, but unfortunately, he passed away this week at the age of 53, that's pretty young, and apparently, supposedly, yeah, man, coronavirus got him, so... prayers and blessings and comfort to his family and his fans and friends and everybody associated with him. But yeah, man, A to the L, which, you know, I know he knew who Buddy was, like, for real. But what he said? Oh, he brought up a statement he had laid out, I think, in 2017, which is too many rappers, man. Too many rappers in their 40s and 50s. They're just getting up out of here. You know what I mean? And this ain't the time. I mean, you ain't even got, like, you got, you know what I'm saying, a few, like, old school cats, like, original hip-hop, like, 1973 hip-hop cats that's still doing it. But you got a lot of 80s rappers and 90s rappers, you know what I'm saying, just going before their time. Sad, man. So... rest in peace to that man, straight up. So, lighten the mood. You want to lighten the mood? Let's lighten the mood a bit. So, apparently, Chingy and Tiffany Haddish had sex. You care. You care. Just know that you care. They had sex. Apparently, Tiffany Haddish came out... some months ago and said that she smashed Chingy. And Chingy was like, no. But apparently he's come back around and stated that it did happen, even though he doesn't remember. He said he hollered at his brother. His brother was like, yeah, bro, I smashed a friend. You smashed her. And that's how it went down. But Chingy was like, he was just so drunk that he didn't know. It was like Tiffany Haddish, transsexuals, same thing. I was drunk. Hey, nothing wrong with trans love. Take that joke as you will. There's nothing wrong with trans love. But I did think it was funny that he admitted, because in the interview, he admitted that he was so drunk at around that time that. He was just smashing. I was like a bowling ball. Just knocking him down. I bet you were. Man, I can't even think of, what was the name of that woman that he smashed that was born a man? I don't know. I forgot. I remember it was a big deal. I remember when it popped off. It was a big deal. It was like, hey, yo. But yeah, that's what we got. Just off top, rappers dying and Chingy smashing Tiffany Haddish. And that's the news, people. That's it. That's the Enigma Sep Hour. yo, speaking of, I'm a rude host, golly. No, it's not it, because Got my man Military. He's gonna be on the show. A little later, of course, at the 30-minute mark. So you guys just stay tuned and enjoy the show. Should be interesting. Young rapper coming up here in Tallahassee. And yeah, man, just want to give him some shine. You know what I mean? Of course, if you listen to the podcast, you know, yeah, speaking of, give y'all the news. Now I'll be recording the podcast via Zoom, via the app Zoom, just so we can keep our social distancing. But I'll be recording the interviews and then uploading it on YouTube on Wednesdays. So it premiere on Wednesdays, 8 a.m. So you can get on YouTube, boom, watch it in its entirety, or come back later, of course, at youtube.com/enigmasep927. So, yeah. So you can listen to the interview here, starting on Monday, and then watch the interview on Wednesday. Fuck Joe Budden. I know. It works, so fuck it. Ready or not, here I come. I'm gonna find you and keep you. I totally messed that song up. Golly. Boy. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'll be back for seconds. Anyway, what else we got? Beyonce. Whoa. Beyonce. Beyonce teamed up with Meg Thee Stallion on the Savage remix. So if you were tired, if you were just getting to the point of like, you know what? I don't want to hear Savage ever again on these TikTok videos. I'm tired of these little girls dancing. Well, guess what? They're going to go for another 2 months because Beyonce has jumped on a remix and they got a whole new verse that they can make up the little dances to. I'm a savage. Why they be hopping their booty up like that? Anybody know? Anybody? Like, they just don't, like, shake it. Like, they got to turn around and, like, throw it up. Yo, I'm going to tell on myself. It kind of remind me when I was a freshman and I was in the club. I think I was in Club Lou. Did I say it right? Club Lou. Anybody in Tallahassee? 99, 2000. Y'all know about Club Lou. So, bro, dancing with this one chick, man. And, you know, back then, you know, so you get behind the chick, you know what I'm saying? She be shaking it. You pull up like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Dance with her, a couple songs, unless she give you that look. You know, that turn around look like, oh, no. You got to go. I'm like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my shake. I'm trying to put my dick on something, you know what I'm saying? Yo, so... back on this one chick, yo. Well, I tell you, this chick, like, was dancing like a fucking dolphin. I don't know how to describe it. Now, I think she may have been like a cheerleader or something. And, like if anybody watched, like, dance troops, you know how they kind of, like, do the little dip where they kind of throw their head down and then toot their butt up. And they kind of roll into it. It was like that. But we was in the club. Like, she wasn't twerking. She wasn't bouncing it. Wasn't on New Orleans bounce. She was literally doing the little cheerleader. I'm doing it safe because my mom is a cheer mom. And I'm not going to be too aggressive, but I'm still going to stick my butt out. Like, it was, I remember, I'm like, she was cute. So I was like, hey, I'm getting some action. Pause. Well, that's not a pause. But I'm getting some action. But on the flip, I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, why is she literally throwing it back? You're supposed to be shaking it. She was dipping it, head going off, head about to hit the ground, throwing it back. Like, nigga, this ain't take it to the house. what's the damn cheerleader movie with Gabrielle Union? Take it to the stage, whatever. One of them joints. She hit me with a Gabrielle Union. Like, what the? But yeah, so when I see the chickens on TikTok, they be throwing their little butt out. I'm like, oh, this is some cheerleader shit. This is what y'all doing. Okay. This some dance mom. Be calm in TikTok. That's what this is. Okay. You know who taught you? Karen. Karen taught you how to do that, didn't she? Wow, you nigga made a joke about something recent. You had to know about the internet to know what Karen. Karen isn't racist. Y'all shut the fuck up. I seen some meme. I gotta stop looking at memes, man. The internet is toxic. The internet is toxic. Yes, say it again. Say it again. The internet is toxic. Man. I'm gonna get into that later. Y'all some damn fools, man. But yeah, man, Karen is not a... Stop it. Stop it. Anybody enslaved you and called you a Karen and stole your kids away and called you a Karen. Nobody took your right to vote and then called you a Karen. Nobody killed your husband and came back around and called you a Karen. Snatched your kids away. Tied your husband to a railroad track and waited for the train to come and split his body. And then his son grew up. And he threw you in a mental institution. And his son grew up to be a pimp, only to convert to Islam and tell you motherfuckers about yourself. All the while calling you a Karen. That didn't happen. So stop it. I doubt there's any Karens listening to this podcast, so I don't have anything to worry about. not those type of Karens. Anyway, what we got, man? Speaking of real women. Ooh, spicy. Okay, E. Now, speaking of for real women. Jill Scott versus Erykah Badu. Jill Scott versus Erykah Badu versus battle. That's the new battle. It ain't even came out yet. Matter of fact, by the time you hear this, it still ain't gonna come out. This is gonna be exclusive. So you got time to prepare. Prepare yourself. Bless yourselves in the righteous. Hold up. It's not supposed to be May 9th. When in the hell is May 9th? Who in the hell left the gate open? Okay, May 9th. Not this Saturday. Okay, Saturday at 7 p.m. I had to figure, like, May 9th? That sounds like a weird-ass day. Like, first of all, 7 p.m. I get it. Erykah. Song with Andre's name, 7. Like, completion. Oh, that's shout 7, Summer Hill 7. Let me not talk too much smack. What's the number 7? Nigga, wasn't your last guest name 7? Summer Hill 7? Come on, bro. But yeah. But yeah, man, it'll be at 7 o'clock next. So when you hear this, you listen to the podcast, or if you're watching the live, yeah, this Saturday coming up. Going through my phone, it's gonna pop up after a while. But yeah, man, this Saturday, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. I thought about it, I went over it. Now, granted, I do think Jill Scott's discography is deeper. I think they both put out 5 albums, though, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe even more. I think Erykah dropped a couple of mixtapes. But I thought that was loud. If I take into, I was thinking about it. I was like, I love Erykah. I love Jill Scott. They first came out. If you'd holler at me back in the year 2000, 20 years ago, my whole thing was Erykah was my baby mama. I said 7 was my baby. Dre just stand in. I was like, Erykah is my baby mama, and Jill Scott is my baby godmama. You know what I mean? That was my whole thing. Like, their first two albums, Baduism, Volume 1, Loves and Sounds of Jill Scott. Like, love them joints. Love them. Like, matter of fact, my plan for who's now Mackenzie, that was like my first child. My plan was for my child to wake up to Jill Scott and go to bed to Erykah Badu. You know what I mean? Just to get all those vibes, you know what I'm saying? Them neo soul vibes that they were getting in the early 2000s. Now, granted, because I know their discography, I would say some of my song, I would think Jill would get it. Unfortunately, Erykah been cool, but it's just been kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? It's probably since, for me, probably since 03, after she came out with the little mixtape after Mama's Gun. Like, I was kind of chill on Erykah, you know what I mean? I still love the songs, but it just, it wasn't that same flavor of the first two joints, Baduism and Mama's Gun. But with Jill, you know what I'm saying? Volume 1, Volume 2. Volume 3 was all right, you know what I mean? But she came with, what was it? Damn, I forgot the fourth one. The one where she's standing on top of the car. Or standing next to the car. Like, that was a decent joint. And I loved the Woman album that she dropped about 3 years ago. So, for me, I'm like, Jill got more songs I know I would vibe with. But when I consider the pedestrian listener, you know what I mean? You know, somebody that's around the age of like 20 or 25 where they always didn't know Erykah and Jill Scott because their mama played them, you know, when they was growing up or whatever. Yeah, you can have a 20-year-old and Jill Scott to them is like Anita Baker to me. Like, my mama used to play that when I was cleaning up. Anyway, but when I think about just a pedestrian listener, I think Erykah got it. But the question is who's going to play, who's going to play I Got You? Because they both, well, here's the thing. Erykah sung the hook. Jill Scott wrote the hook. Aha. Aha. Who's going to play it? Who gets credit for it? Nah. Yeah. But, yeah. But honestly, when I look at it from a pedestrian look, I think Erykah's going to get it. Like, Erykah just got more hits or songs that resonate with people. Plus, she did a little remix to Drake, Hotline Bling. She got that in the bag, so that'll rile the people up, get them excited. So yeah, I just think, man, Erykah been more public. I mean, Jill Scott been doing more touring. Well, she been putting out more projects lately. Jill Scott put out more later projects. I think more solid later projects, but Erykah's just been in the public. And so I think for the pedestrian fan, Erykah's a sway to vote. So my prediction is that Erykah's going to get it. Speaking of Hotline Bling, Drake dropped a new mixtape, Dark Lanes, the demo tapes. It's a mixtape. It's not an album, which means it's dope because Drake kills mixtapes. The albums, yeah. Apparently he's supposed to drop an album later this year. I'm like, don't do it, Drake. This is enough. We good. He's actually rapping, first of all. I think he only got one song where he kind of like crooning. The Weak Point is the song I thought was going to be weak. Judge me for my bias. But, yeah, he got a song with Future and Young Thug. The worst combination you can get, in my opinion. And, it was all right. It was all right. It wasn't horrible. But I do think that was the weakest track on the album. So, the mixtape. Excuse me. Not to get confused. It's not a proper album. But when Drake dropped mixtapes, it's actually pretty dope. And yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's regular Drake. So, if you don't like Drake, you're not going to like it. If you love Drake, you're going to eat it up. It's Drake. It's not as good as if you read this, it's too late. It's not that potent. Actually, it was, come to think about it, it was average Drake. It's not bad, but I think the only thing he got to kind of go to the left is he got a track, cats from Britain. They got the little, what do they call it? Dubstep sound, but it just sound like he trying to be Pop Smoke. So ain't nothing really special about it. It's already been out. Half the album or mixtape, the song's already been out. So if you heard all the stuff that Drake been dropping on like SoundClick, not gonna be surprised. Not gonna be enamored. Let me get to this thing, man. Now, Diddy, speaking of Drake and J-Lo and Diddy, Triangle. Diddy came out. He shook up some politics shit. He decided to be Marcus Garvey. apparently he was on a podcast with Naomi Campbell, and he declared for all black folks that he himself is going to make sure that black people withhold their vote for Joe Biden until Joe Biden comes with a black agenda. And if he doesn't, then black folks gonna follow Puffy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, and withhold the black vote. Nigga. Yo, you know what's funny? Hey, go front. I had a whole tirade about this shit. And now, when I think about it, I can only laugh. I can only laugh. Nigga, who is you? Mr. Vote or Die? Who the fuck is you? The whole black vote? Not, I command the hip-hop vote. That would be laughable, but... Any rich black people, all the black billionaires out there. Shouts out to Kanye. Apparently Kanye is a billionaire now. So what's better than one millionaire? Two, especially if the same hue as you. Unless they vote for Trump. But yeah, so yeah, Buffy like he's gonna withhold the black vote. Like, I didn't know that Kanye had the power. I wasn't. Somebody told me. Because somebody tell me. I didn't get the memo. And apparently, there's a memo I haven't got. Because a lot of you motherfuckers. Let me get on you niggas. I see you niggas. I see all you niggas. And y'all niggas is liver skin in a motherfucker. Y'all some liver skin motherfuckers. Let me tell you, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. All right, Peter and Bernie Mac. But no, man, a lot of y'all niggas weak. Y'all some weak ass niggas. Man, for real. Now, I ain't even getting to the whole Biden rape allegation. I think I got into that last week. Honestly, I tell you time and time again, man, vote your conscience. Honestly. At the end of the day, vote your conscience. It don't matter what I say. I can't judge you. Niggas will judge me about my votes. It is what it is. But I see a lot of you niggas. Y'all niggas getting weak. Y'all really falling for this Trump shit. Man. And I get it. I get it. Past 3 years, haven't been the worst. Hell. Probably been the best. For a lot of you niggas. A lot of you motherfuckers, through past 3 years, you be like, shit. I've been doing all right. Maybe Trump ain't that bad. That's what you're thinking. I know, because I see it. I seen it. I be seeing you niggas. Man, maybe Trump ain't that bad. Maybe I would, but I knew shit was going to happen. I knew niggas was going to flip. They looking at, well, maybe me being mad at Trump, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I'm being told to be mad at Trump. Like, no, nigga. You being swayed because your pockets are doing pretty good. And you realize, hey, he ain't fucking shit up. So, why not? And that's the problem with him getting elected the first time. Because re-elections, typically, it's the economy, stupid. Niggas' pockets laced, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Now, I do think shit may change up a little bit because of the corona shit. But, yeah, I know a lot of you niggas are ready to vote for Trump. And I'm going to judge you niggas. Based off what I said last week, I'm going to judge you niggas, man. My thing is, fuck the past 3 years. I've been hearing and knowing about Trump since I was born, nigga. I ain't never really liked the nigga. But, of course, it didn't matter to me because, fuck, he was, okay, he's a capitalist. A bunch of capitalists, he doing all kinds of, but y'all knew Trump was on bullshit. He was a bullshitter, but he was over there. Now he's in office and got power, and motherfuckers are being told to look up to him. Like he's supposed to be some kind of role model. As opposed to being a joke, because he always been a joke. Like, why the fuck you think he was in Home Alone 2? Because he's a fucking joke. He's always been a joke. He's been a personality, a character. All right, that's Donald Trump. Right? He was on fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because he's a fucking character. But y'all niggas is taking this motherfucker serious and thinking, you better vote for him this time. He ain't that bad. Shit. Why slavery lasted 200 some years? Because y'all, that bad. Master feed us. He gives food to eat and clothes. He ain't the best, but goddamn. It could be worse. Oh, shit. Man, I'm laughing at you niggas, man. Go ahead, vote for that. Vote for your mans. Vote for your mans. Keep voting for you. Go ahead, vote for your mans. Hey, granted, I ain't gonna front. Vote for him 2024. I hope not. Right now, shit looking kind of crazy. You got motherfuckers in Michigan barging into the fucking courthouse or the fucking legislator with guns and shit. So I don't know how crazy shit may get in 2024. But I don't think, yeah, we ain't going to be too far off. We ain't going to be, America ain't going to decline for another 60-something years. Matter of fact, America ain't never be in decline. You know, America may not be top-notch ever, you know, may not be top-notch, but it would be like Britain, France. America going to be around, but y'all, it's funny to me because it just show how weak y'all niggas is, man. It show me how weak y'all niggas is. Like, this nigga come up, say all kind of shit, do all kind of shit, pass all kind of laws, put all kind of judges, not even on the Supreme Court and the lower courts, do all this kind of bullshit, and shit, man, hey, I got a job, so I'm going to vote for this motherfucker. God damn. I'm laughing at y'all. I wasn't going to get mad. I wasn't come in here and like cuss niggas out like I did. Go on ahead, bro. Go on ahead. Anyway, we're going to get to this next track, man. We're going to bring my guest in, my man Military. So y'all hold tight. Next song, fittingly enough, my man Marcel P. Black featuring Big Saint with Black God. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas not. Y'all weak, bro. God damn. I'm glad y'all niggas won the Civil Rights Movement because y'all niggas would have flipped on Martin Luther King so quick. Hey, we're talking about y'all niggas trying to be Nation of Islam. Weak ass motherfuckers. Anyway, my man Marcel P. Black. This is Enigma Self-Power. You got time, baby.
Made a lot, but I never changed. Fuck with haters, think, ho, it's go time. I can say what I wanna say, like don't rhyme and it's gon' rhyme. Belly full of red beans and rice, to be honest, I'm better than alright. That grief gone, that depression out. We jumpin' fresh and we stepping out. I love it when you call me Big Papa. So don't stop it, baby girl. Off when a toppin' broke up all proper. Automatic with the game spit. Me and my dogs on the same shit. She used to say how me ain't shit, till she met me and I changed it. Praise be to my queen for she whose blessing flow through my household. I pray the sight, now we all right. Yo, we still fight, but I now know that it all come with the territory. Now we gon' write us a better story. Get it, baby, that's a better story. I'm just giving that glow.
Nigga, church. I be Black God fresh. Polo logo on my chest. Opportunity creator trying to come up on the check. I be out here on the app, acting bad, get your slap. Down to fly across the country if you call me with the back. I'm a hustler in the half when it comes to getting cash.
I'm tired and while I'm tipping, I be black God fresh. When I step up on the scene, dressed like an outcast, so fresh, so clean, I be black God fresh. When I step out on the block, I represent the bottom, trying to take it to the top. I be black God fresh. When I'm at you on my grind, you know that I'ma shine, cause my melody is divine. I be black God fresh. And all I kick is real facts. I'm tripping on these haters cause I'm beautiful and black. I be so black and godly that just walking up the block. It's enough to make a white woman go and call the cops. Y'all trying to get a nigga killed just for trying to live. I don't be bothering nobody, just be trying to chill. But since I'm really with my people, I just in the field. I'm exactly what they feel, cause I keep it real. It don't stop here, man, I teach this to my kids. They already know they God, and that she lives within mine. Well, there I go again. So play social commentary in my flow again. I was trying to make a record, make you swing on foes again. Make you wanna pop a band when she touch her toes again. Fuck it. Shit, I'ma do it all. I'm here first in the struggle, so for self-care I'm about. I be stunting on these niggas, I be blessed, so praise the Lord. Call me Black God Fresh, Southern Conscious Biggie Smalls. I be Black God Fresh. When I step up on the scene, dressed like an outcast, so fresh, so clean, I be Black God Fresh. When I step out on the block, I represent the bottom, trying to take it to the top. I be Black God Fresh. When I'm at you on my grind, you know that I'ma shine, cause my melon is divine. I be Black God Fresh. And all I kick is real facts. I'm dripping on these haters cause I'm beautiful and black. All
right, we back. It's your boy Nick Masep Timber. This is the Nick Masep Hour Podcast, which you just heard from my man Marcel P. Black, featuring Big Saint. Yeah, Big Saint of Big Crit fame, with Black God. And without further ado, I got my man's military in the building. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's up? What's good, man?
Yo, I'm chilling, bro. You know what I mean? So just podding. Glad to have you on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Ain't much to do. I chill during the corona.
Right, guys. Locked down, huh?
Locked down. What's good, man?
Shoot. So I want to know, like, how you been holding up, like, how with the lockdown and the social distancing, like, what have you been doing to you know what I'm saying, keep yourself going?
To better myself, man, I've been writing a lot. Like, I write, like, 3 to 4 songs a day. Try to. I mean, I'm probably not going to drop all of them because, you know, I don't really like all of them, but a lot of them bangers, man, and it's like I'm just saving my money up. I'm just going to drop them. Like, they're going to come out of nowhere, you feel me?
Right. You hit with the Drake. hit with the Drake Beyonce, just like, boom.
Gonna,
like, oh.
They're going to come out of nowhere. They're going to be like, who this little guy is, man?
But no, that's good to hear. I mean, and honestly, you know, everything you make ain't really made to be put out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's a whole ideal of, I don't know if you heard of 10,000 hours, you know what I mean?
Right.
When you put so much work into something that all you're doing is getting better and better, so.
Yeah, it's really bettering you because, like, most of the songs that I make, even if I don't like them, I take a tempo or I take a verse out of them and put it in a different song, you know? Take a little bar, I might change a couple words, you know? So it don't really matter if I don't use it. I'm going to use it in some type of way.
Right. And honestly, that's a lesson I never learned. Well, I can say I never learned because clearly I know it now.
But I still got you, man.
Yeah. I still hear you, bro.
All right. As long as you can hear me, it froze up a little bit.
But yeah, it was like when I was, you know what I'm saying, coming up in the game or whatever, like, I would just record just whenever it was time to record. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't really overextend myself, but I did learn as I got older, like, yeah, you do that. Like you said, you can go back to a song that you didn't put out or probably weren't even that super popular and, like, take elements of that and put it in another song because it'll fit.
Right.
So, right. Nah, you got your head right on your shoulder, bro. I appreciate it.
I got books on books.
Word.
Books on books, raps.
So, as far as, you know what I'm saying, you coming up or whatever, you from Tally or no?
No, sir. I'm from Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
You know, got it. You know, around the same area, right away from, you feel me, everybody. He's the first one to really, I heard of, blow up from around where I'm from. So, you feel me? That kind of made me a little happy, gave me a little insight.
Right.
Right, right.
How long you been in Tally?
Been in Tally for about maybe 2-3 years. Just straight living here, but younger, I used to visit a lot because I got a lot of family down here. I got family everywhere. So, you know, we moved up here one day. My grandma got sick. So we came up here and I found out that it's a lot more I can do with music here. You know, my sister had moved down here and she started doing music and I couldn't find nowhere to record. I couldn't find nobody. You feel me? I couldn't find no studios. I couldn't find no rappers. And when I came down here, I really just blew up from there.
Right. Now your sister be doing her thing too, right?
Start going to little get-togethers, mingling, you know, getting important, you know, meeting important people like you, you know.
I'm all right, dog. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you're pretty important. You know, this is my first podcast. So, hey, when I blow up, I'm gonna shout you out. I got to.
Yo, salute. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, I try to.
Got to, man.
I mean, I tell people, man, that was actually one of the purposes of, you know what I'm saying, the podcast was to give people, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, kind of that first taste or whatever. So when they got to bigger venues, you know what I'm saying, it ain't nothing because mm-hmm. you already know. You've been there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. Nah, salute. That's the purpose. And so
I really appreciate what you're doing, man, because without people like you, like people like me starting off trying to, you know, blow up, trying to get their name out there, it's kind of hard. We don't have nobody supporting you. And that's something I want to say for people watching. Like, it don't matter what your support group is. It don't matter if you don't have anybody behind you, because nobody going to like you. Nobody going to like you until you are something. You feel me? Nobody's going to fuck with your music. Nobody's gonna support you until you already don't need support. You feel me? So, I just say to anybody who is trying to be an upcoming artist, don't give up, because when people see you fighting and see you grinding and see you not giving up, see you not caring that they not listening to you, that's when people want to listen to you. So,
right.
You know,
just keep grinding. That's it. No, you absolute, bro. And like, again, that's part of the kind of like my, I'm going to say my mantra, but kind of my purpose, because like I said, coming up, I was in a group with my cuz. And, you know what I'm saying, a group of my homeboys or whatever, who was trying to do stuff. And like you said, it just be people that you know you got good music, you know you're doing good shit, but they will, because you ain't known or because you local, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll look at you and be like, well, whatever. So,
Hey, this he trying to rap.
Right, yeah. Like, nigga, everybody started to rap at some point.
I'm trying to make me some money, trying to make you some money. You feel me?
Right.
I'm just doing something that I'm. You feel me? A lot of people ask me like how I got the name military, like where that came from. I started from a lot of names, but I stuck with that one because I feel like everybody got their story. You feel me? Everybody done been through it, but I just feel like I done overcame and been through so much, and I feel like, you know, that's what the military do. You feel me? My mom went to the military. That was another. Something that made me like that name. That name just came out of nowhere to me one day. I'm like, everybody soldier this. Everybody want to be soldier. I'm gonna be the whole thing. I'm military. I run everything. Like, I ain't never heard nobody else come up. Nobody else name military. I ain't never heard of that. No, I'm military. You feel me?
Hey, go for it. That shit is kind of hard though. That shit.
Oh, dang.
No, I can't. Yeah, I can't. And I'm glad you even said that, because I was wondering, because, hell, I even thought I was getting shit fucked up. I was like, oh, man, is it military? Is it military something? Is it military?
Yes,
OG?
Military,
is it
military, man?
So, military. When I realized, like, oh, it's just flat. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Everybody,
a lot of people like that name. They're like, how you came out? And I'm like, bro, I done been through it.
Right.
I feel like I'm a fighter at any, I feel music stuff. You feel me? I'm taking a little break right now. People think I done gave up, but I'm telling you, I'm gonna come out with some bangers. They're gonna be like,
ooh. Like, oh, he's still on. I wanted to mention, like, your sister is in the game too, right?
Yeah, she rap. What's funny about that is really everybody in my family, like, is musical in some type of way. Everybody don't really do music, but I found out, you know, my mom was in a local group here when she was around my age or a little bit older, maybe in her 20s.
Yeah.
You know, I found out she was in a little group that was growing up, but she moved to Clearwater, and that's when she had me, thank God. But, yeah, my sister, she came down here. She came down here doing music, and I didn't even know my sister did music. I thought I was the only one in the family who did it. Like, everybody sings. Everybody in the family sings. I can sing. My sister sings. My mom sings. Grandma. So that was like an inspiration to me, you know, going to church, everybody singing and just listening to people on the radio. You know, I'm like, dang, like, they singing these people songs. Like, I want to make something that, you know, people can look back and say, dang, you helped me through this hard time. You feel
right.
me?
Right.
You helped me with the situation I was going on with at the time with this song. You feel me? Songs hold memories. So right. I always wanted to do it. I started off, you know, writing poems, and then I put beats behind them, and it went from there. It blew up from there. I've been doing this since 5 years old. So.
Wow.
They said I used to rap by crayons and stuff. I used to rap by toys, just anything. They said I used to rap by anything, man. It just came up from there.
So I'm pretty sure you got your $10,000 if you've been doing it since kindergarten, you know what I'm saying? So you done already perfected that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's crazy, because that kind of remind me of my cousin I used to rap with. Like, we found out his mom, you know what I'm saying, used to, like, sing in clubs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, before right. she had him, you know what I'm saying? Like, she would go out with our uncle, which he was rapping, like, it was, like, early 80s or whatever. So, like, way, way back. And and that was part of, you know, when we was doing it, like, it's like a family tie, you know what I mean? So I can relate to what you're saying as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, the astonishment of knowing, like, yo, like, this bloodline, you know what I mean? This is just right. genetics. So
this is what we do, you feel me?
Right.
So I mean, it's just what we do.
Right. So what was it, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody tell me. You said what, man?
Yeah, when you came up, man, what was who were some of your inspirations? Like, who were some of your favorite rappers that you kind of like?
I gotta say, number one off the top of the dome, Wayne, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes it take me a minute to catch on, but I catch it and I'd be like, you really putting these words together. Like, right. just, like, nobody else can do it like Wayne. I don't care what people say. Like, he old now, you feel me? But nobody else is ever going to do it like Wayne. I used to try so hard, like, just listening to him. I listen to him say something, and I try to mimic it. Like, I try to come up with my own style and flow how he said something. And that's kind of how I bettered myself. I bettered myself from Wayne, you know. The whole Young Money squad, that was my game when I was young. That's who I listened to. I ain't listen to nobody else. Feel me? I like the Migos, you know. I like I listened to a couple B.O.B. songs, you know. But I was mostly on Young Money. That's who my mindset was on, man. Cause they had so many different artists, so much different talent. You got singers, you got rappers,
right?
You got females coming up in the game. You know, Nicki Minaj was coming up around that time,
right?
You know, so. I was just like, I ran off from there with Wayne. That was really my inspiration.
Yeah, no, I think.
I used to, go ahead.
No, I say, well, like, with Wayne, first of all, we got the same birthday. But with Wayne, like, to me, just when he getting this, like, his abstract, and he making the metaphors and, you know what I'm saying, like, Nigerian hair shit, like, when he, and that's just, like, one of the simple shits. But, like, to me, one of the greatest aspects of Wayne is just, like, how crazy he get with, like, the metaphors, you know what I mean? Like, you really gotta think about that shit.
I love the hype. Like, me, I'm a hype rapper. Like, I just flow. Like, I like to make people move. Like, if you're not moving, I don't feel right. You feel me? Like,
right.
I do hype music. I can do R&B, but it's gotta flow. It can't, you feel me? That I can't be in that one area. I gotta let loose. When I write something, you're gonna feel it.
Right. No, I'm again. I relate because you know. Yeah. I'm tight when I perform. Like I want everybody to rock. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want everybody moving, everybody getting hype or whatever. Because like you said, the song is about making these songs and being a rapper is about creating memories. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I want them to have that memory of yo. When Nick Marcel was on stage, yo, I was like one of the livest nights of my life or whatever, because he was just rocking it. So, I'm with you.
people remember that. Like, it's got to the point where me as the artist, when I try to better myself, I try to, you know, I look up, you know, how to be more stage present, you know, how to interact with the crowd. You feel me? So and one of the number one things was do something that nobody will forget. Like, do something wild. Like, if you do something wild, they're going to be like, hey, ain't that the dude, you know, that did that one thing back then? So
Right.
Yeah, so now whenever I go on the stage, I try to be, you know, the best artist, not in lyrics, but not in lyrics and presence. I want everybody to remember me when I walk off the stage, not just know that I was there performing.
Yo, and I think... For me, I could be wrong, but when I see a lot of, especially younger acts or whatever, even like in the past like 10 years, so they probably old now, but was young back in like 2010. But I think that idea of like entertaining people has been lost.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think people don't realize like, you know, back in like in the 70s, you know what I'm saying, early hip hop, like, they put on, like, shows, like, for real.
Right.
You know what I mean? They had props. They dressed a certain way. They had routines. You know what I'm saying? They was doing all this kind of, you know, all this stuff. Everything was coordinated. And they actually gave a show. And what I see a lot now, and not even, like, when I say now, I don't mean just 2020. I'm talking about just what I've seen in the past 6, 7, 8 years or whatever. It's just, you get a lot of rappers who, they feel like the audience is there to see them. Versus
they're supposed there to entertain the audience.
Exactly.
Right. That the idea of that, like me entertaining the audience, having the crowd move, like that's just inspirational to me. Like I want that one day. I'm gonna get that one day, and that's what really keeps me going. That's the drive. That's the fire in me that keeps me going.
Well, I support you, bro. You know what I mean? More so than just having you on the pod. The fact that got that vision and that's your aspirations, like. That's going to have me back you up even more because, to me, I think that's what's important and that's what's, you know what I'm saying, needed, you know what I'm saying, in the game or whatever. So, what we're about to do, we're going to go ahead and drop, let people know what you got. So, we're going to drop these two tracks, you know what I'm saying, we got In The Nine and we got You Ain't Got Him. And then we're going to come back, my man Military, and we're going to figure out what he got planned in the future and... how y'all can get in contact with him so y'all can figure out when he finna rock this crowd. So, without further ado, man, we're gonna go into these two tracks. When we be back, this is the Nick Marcel Hour. You got time, baby.
Yeah. It's military.
Just gotta drop a little song,
Yeah. Most people lock they doors in the nine, but I gotta lock my face. These niggas expect me to run, but I never was done. Me and my niggas was gon' catch a case. My mama was on the phone when I got tried, so she came to get me the next day, but not before. She took my pride. When I come back, a nigga gon' die. A nigga gon' respect me when I'm around my hood. Now look at me like, who are ya? Don't give a fuck if I gotta feel suicide. If I want a nigga to try my bluff, it's not even that I don't fuck with the nine, but it's like nine. And yeah, I don't lie. Jump me again and you might see the sky. I'm killing a bitch cause I will not be tried. I want one nigga head, it's Elijah. Somebody tell him to come outside. I got 8 knuckles that wanna be fed. I make sure that he feel what I'm saying in his head. I'm not done. You got a pencil clip, let's make it round, bitch. Automatic sound, that bitch gon' bang before I pound it. We clowning that wet, come out the banger, let me drown. Shit, this flow gon' have some niggas laying round me. Let a hood nigga get some speed, cause he'll blow his windows out like he keepin'. You know this shit on fire like a demon. Pull up, crack your skull, why the police on the scene? And I mean it, call me a runner.
I got the money for real. These niggas be hating, I'm hiding in Satan. Bitch, fuck you, come pay me your bitch. Hold on my dick and she naked, I'm rich. Nigga, I splurred, been in the curve. You know I got work, hitting my line. You know I'm gon' serve, I make them fly. You know I got birds, can't tell me me nothing. I'ma get something better than nothing. I was in public moving that musty. Nigga with Doug, you know how we moving. I bought a Benz, you know I be cruising. Never take losses, nigga be losing. I'm a boss, these bitches be choosing. Hey, some money broke ass nigga. Hair damn chasing money. Get shot, take it from me. Crack a nigga head, make an omelet. I be overseas, count money. Whole team in it, bitch. Call my nigga Dream in it, bitch. Chop a suit of scene in it, bitch. I want all the cream in it, bitch.
Tell that pussy he gon' see me. He gon' chew on my shoe like he teething. Call me a fool, I'ma beat him when breathing. Don't give a fuck about them niggas he be with. If he on that, he won't even need him. Beat my name in him, he scream like a Wookiee. When 119 find out that nigga pussy, the niggas that was rockin' with me gon' foot him. Stomp him in the ground like a big up a pudding. Bitch, keep your mouth close, cause I rock with your killers. You don't even know gangsters moving in silence. I promise you that you do not want this violence. If he wanna butt this last thing like a buckle, I bet 119 leave your ass to be pummeled. This ain't no bathroom, this won't be no tussle. If I come to the hood, though, I'm coming with muscle. Coming with muscle. If I come to the hood, though, I'm coming with muscle. You know if we pull up, my niggas gon' bust you. Dick on the gun, don't let that motherfucker. Don't let that motherfucker. Don't let that motherfucker. Dick on the gun, don't let that motherfucker. Don't let that motherfucker.
Girl, you ain't gotta cry no more. Girl, you ain't gotta lie, I'm good by my lonely. Girl, you ain't gotta die, I'm here with my homie. Girl, you ain't gotta, she say, fuck that, I'ma slide on ops. Playing with your heart and baby, I won't let them stop it. The police is out, give me all your guns and I'm gon' hide them. I wear sleeves and trousers, hoodie on, just see me, I'm gon' pop them. I go well, bro, let's open, you kick the door, I lock them. I say, girl, you ain't gotta ride. She say, you know that I slide. I just want my baby on me, then if I get sacrificed, show me how you throw the sign. It's so tragic. If a op say he ain't flexible, this gonna make him backflip. To that bitch in voodoo magic, send me to his addy. I'm under the rust like Patrick. She say fuck that A. If it don't shit money, he meet the past. Okay, clip on this bitch like a ladder. I cut up no rip up a bitch like I'm Tasman. Haney and Devil, I love, make me mix. Kill with my passion, he not with the shits. Baby, send me to him.
Girl, you ain't gotta cry no more. Girl, you ain't gotta ride, I'm good by my lonely. Girl, you ain't gotta die, I'm here with my homies. Girl, you ain't gotta, girl, you ain't gotta, girl, you ain't gotta look after me, I'm not proud. And why you looking lurking? Missing bullets, got eyes looking like clouds. Baby girl, I love your heart, but mama, you cannot be down. But if them niggas coming, when they get here, you can crack some crowds. About my nigga, these choppers gon' throw shit around like a child. Ain't no chill, baby, go kill crazy if you want some clout. I'm a pill, back is sealed, paper talking about his scalp.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Nick with September, of course, with my man Military. What you just heard was In the Nine and You Ain't Gotta. So when you get down to those tracks, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, what was the motivation behind those two songs, man?
Man, You Ain't Gotta, that was between a mix of hurt. You know, I was in the midst of thinking about something that I had went through, you know, with my ex or something. And the other part was partially made up, you know, to give that interaction, that story behind it. You know, the purpose of the song basically saying, like, the motive, the main idea of the song is basically saying, like, you know, it's somebody, it's a guy, you know, and, you know, he out in the street, you know, trying to make his money, you know, trying to do his thing. And his girl, you know, she not really having it. You know, she ain't really, you feel me? She trying to be protective or whatever. And he like, you know, you ain't got to do all that. You feel me? Like, I got this. You feel me? I'm out here. I'm going to make these moves. That was basically the main idea behind that song. And, you know, I put a lot of energy and a lot of thought into that song. I was sitting in my car, man, and it all just came to me. I heard the beat, and I just wrote straight through it, went to the studio that same day. Nice. Called him up. I was like, bro, you got any appointments? He was like, come through. I came through and dropped it. In the Nine, that story is a little deeper. That was actually a true story. If you listen to the lyrics to that, I was young, you know, and I had got caught up in some stuff that I probably ain't had no business getting caught up in. You know, I got jumped and a whole bunch of stuff happened. And I was just rapping about, you know, I was enraged when I was writing that song. I was rapping about, you know, it had a revenge kind of kind of theme to it. It had anger, you know. It was more of a release type of song. So when people hear that, that's mosh pit type song. You feel me? That's everybody turn up type song. That's what that is right there.
Get crunk. I'm sure my age and say get crunk. You know what I mean? So, what about to say, like, so we got any projects that we can check for? Any projects that you got? I know you said you've been stacking, is there anything you can get now, or if you got something?
I don't have nothing that y'all can hear right now at this moment besides those two songs. But there will be more songs coming soon.
Word.
There will be more soon, and that's kind of my fault on that part. You know, I could have went to the studio a lot, but I wasn't really paying attention. I wasn't really into the music as much as I am now. So now that I'm really into it, and you know, I'm actually grinding, I'm actually getting some attention. You know, it's kind of boosting my self esteem with this. It's boosting my health. You feel me?
Right.
So now when y'all get it, y'all gonna get it. But I can't give you nothing at the moment though.
But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all timing. You just got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you get it set up and set up properly. Like I said, the main thing is if you continue with the writing, continue with, you know what I'm saying, getting things structured, perfecting your art or whatever. And then when it's time, it's time. And you're like, boom. Like you said, you're just going to hit them out of nowhere. And they ain't going to know that military just dropped a bomb on their ass.
Right. It's going to come out of nowhere. What is this?
Right. Come out of nowhere, like it's COVID-19 shit. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Pop up.
Everything was cool just a week ago. God dang. Now we in quarantine.
Right. They think I'm gone, man. I done took some stuff off my page, man. They really think I done stopped. But when that heat come, they going to be like, what? I thought he stopped rapping. Like, no, he didn't stop rapping. I was just perfecting the craft. That's all.
Word. So how can the people get in contact with you? You know what I'm saying? If they want to fuck with you.
Man, my social media for my music is b.l.k.military. I repeat that, b.l.k.military. My YouTube is theofficial_military. There's nothing really on there but a freestyle I did on Instagram, and my song You Ain't Gotta is on there. Also, You Ain't Gotta and the 9 is on all platforms. You can find it on TikTok, you can find it on YouTube. And the 9 isn't on YouTube, but You Ain't Got It is. But you can find it on Spotify. That thing had a whole bunch of stuff on it. iHeart, radio. I'm everywhere. So look it up. You'll find it.
All right, bet that up. So, and do you think, I know, you know what I'm saying, like I said, because we was talking about, you know, coronavirus shit and shit kind of locked down. Is there anything... If you don't have anything set up, is there anything you would like to do, you know what I'm saying, once everything, you know what I'm saying, open back up?
I'm planning on, you know, I'll let y'all know a little something. I'm planning on dropping me a little video for You Ain't Got It. That's what I'm planning on.
Nice.
That's the plan. I want to have that drop, you know, before everybody comes out of the corona, before everybody start going back into their daily routines. I want to have that drop. But that's not really a promise. But that's a goal.
Right.
That's a major goal right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with having things set up because, you know what I'm saying, give you something to work towards, and then boom, it manifests. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but anyway, bro, I appreciate you being on the show. You know what I mean? We can continue.
Yes, sir.
You know what
I'm saying? Man, I appreciate you having me, man.
Yo, it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll definitely visit again, man. With any time.
Yeah, like I said, I see up and coming rappers, and my thing is to support because I was in those shoes. You know what I'm saying? I was in those shoes where, you know, we're making mixtapes, we're putting out CDs out, we're putting out in this work, and you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know, maybe somebody was doing more than us, maybe somebody wasn't doing as much, but we was doing something, and all we needed was somebody to give us a look. And it was a few people, you know what I'm saying, that looked out. But, so I know that struggle, you know what I mean? So that's why I was like,
it's there.
Yeah.
And what I got to say to people before I get off here, man, is, like I said before, if you're an upcoming artist, man, don't stop. keep grinding. When you feel like you want to stop, that's when stuff start happening. Like, when I felt like I wanted to start rapping, my views skyrocketed. You feel me? I started getting more followers. And, you know, when you stop, you lose all that. And it might be a little hard to get. You can get it back. You can get it back. You just got to keep grinding, man. Don't stop for nobody. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do something. If you want to do it, you can do it. Don't fuck what they talking about, man. You got it. This what you. This your goal. This your dream. You got it. Don't let nobody deter you from what you want to do with your life.
Word.
That's all I got to say.
Word. And I co-sign. So, yo, appreciate you, bro. To anybody listening or still watching, yo, check this out. Hell, you know what? I don't even know what's going to happen next week. Just make sure you check in next week. Of course, matter of fact, I'll put this out because by the time this come out, y'all will know by then. But my background may look a little different. I mean, y'all ain't going to get this white wall y'all been getting for the past year and a half. So
add some flavor to it.
You're going to be a little different. So, but other than that, man, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Again, shout out to my man, Pat. Pat, Joe, Shelby, Queen Candace, everybody Underground Railroad. Shout out to Underground Railroad, shout out to my man JC. Shout out to everybody with Freedom Train Radio. Just to let y'all know, real quick, we're doing this Black Women's History Month. So we'll be doing profiles on Black women throughout the month. So y'all make sure to check for that as well. Shout out to my baby Felicia, I love you. And shout out to my daughter Mackenzie, daddy love you forever. And that's it. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.